listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Live from Backshot Studios, it's the Gin Talk Podcast, end of 2020 show. Wait, start over. Live from Studio F, a.k.a. Backshot Studios, it's the Gin Talk Podcast, end of 2022 episode with Mike J, Groovy Drew, and Trav. Let's kick it!
Yeah.
Yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. Got Groovy Drew, I got Trav. And today, we're just going to give y'all a live-ass episode. One of them episodes that we just go off the deep end sometimes and go make y'all think. So, anything I want to reflect on this year?
Been all right year. It's been okay. Oh, son, it's just been all right.
Is there anything that y'all regret happened this year?
I don't know. No, I can't think of anything out of the bag.
Nothing you regret, sir?
No, not that I can think of at the moment.
No. I don't regret. The only thing I do regret is that I would have kept on doing what I was doing last year with the weight loss. But any other time... Is there a problem, sir? Is there a goddamn problem? What you want to do? You want me to just be wacky this episode? Be serious?
Hey, let's go. I can tell your story.
Big on. Nah, I'm just saying about the weight loss and everything. But what I want to do next year is just go ahead and really get to the next step. I think everybody needs to elevate next year.
Yep.
I just see a lot of people making a lot of money these days, and people just feeling like they be complaining and shit, they be blaming everybody, and they just want to stay in the same position they was 2 years ago, because we really had a gimme that first year of 2020,
yeah.
All stimulus checks. If nobody did shit with them, then they fucked up.
Spent the money wrong, shit. Yeah, you can't have. I think you had that much money be broke now, and all that money in unemployment and shit.
Yeah, it's gonna get a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, man, you got to make the best of your opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So, what's going on, spring? What y'all got going on?
Shit, no. I'm gonna stop this unnecessary spending.
Yeah, that's one of my key things. Unnecessary spending, and making money, make money.
And everything going up. And the shit is ridiculous. And Christmas gonna be real light next year.
You heard that, ladies and gentlemen? True said he ain't buying shit.
You better.
One gift a person.
Better lick the gooch. You damn right.
Get the gooch.
Y'all better get the gooch if you want the present. But nah.
Thank God for Afterpay. Cause y'all. Y'all saved me this year.
I'm gonna come back Afterpay. I'm sorry for what I did to you.
It's dude. <weird. laughs>
Sorry, we're
not
gonna talk about that.
Yeah, you would want to say you want to be honest.
they had to restart my damn balance.
Not there.
I'm back down. After I paid that thing off, they said, "All right, here you go."
Fuck with you no more.
Shit, bit off the more than I could chew.
Yeah, damn. Well, I've got to use get that shit from Westcott. Come on, there, my bad.
What up?
From Fashion Over.
Mm-hmm.
That was your shit.
Yeah.
You said nothing about it recently.
Yeah.
You see the fuck? You see what happens? I see you shining, nigga. Like, where it at?
Mm-hmm.
But, those are eye-openers. I just, you know, that's one thing. If you get a new job and you get a new pay raise, please stay below your means. I'm still learning that new way.
Yeah, you got to leave some room to move around.
Yeah, cause my ass, get some new money, I go stupid. They already talking about giving me a raise next year. So.
Oh, man. Mike and Ben got Puerto Rico or somewhere.
The Spanish.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I need to get prepared for it. I'm going to have a nice-ass salary and actually going to get pregnant.
What? I thought you said salad.
That sounds good. But I'm going to have a nice-ass salary and actually going to get pregnant.
Only you
going to get pregnant because you got a nice-ass salary?
Mm-hmm. That'd be funny.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, man. Yeah,
take it how you want to take it.
Sitting in that video.
What video?
About the with the wrestling with the baby with the melatonin.
I told you what I'm gonna do. I'ma kept back up. Rock bottom. If people's elbow go to bam.
You see that now.
Shit ain't sweet.
So when y'all ready? You already father. When you gonna be ready for ever, baby?
I'm ready whenever.
For real?
Yeah.
You gonna be a good dad.
You here too, Mark.
You're a good dad, Andrew.
Andrew.
When you want another kid?
Shit, I don't know.
He said he's going to wait till you get married this time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do it the right way.
Is in the right in the wrong place.
So y'all going in single? Y'all going in?
We don't discuss that.
Come on, no, let's be honest. No, for real, y'all, what y'all trying to do next year?
We trying to live life. We trying to enjoy these moments, as our good buddy told us.
We get married at 37 around here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would you call me? Until I said something about it, and she said, what the hell you said?
What was that?
When she said, y'all was getting married at 37. I said, why you gotta wait so long? She said, yeah, why we gotta wait so long, Michael? She said, why we have to rest? Let's just enjoy these moments.
Oh, you know I be talking shit. I be saying shit just to piss off
sometimes.
I bet you do, Michael.
Hey, I'm happy.
37 is a stretch.
That's a stretch. I don't want to have no babies around that time.
Why not?
Mm-mm. You really? Well, your mess are going to be. Your mind ain't going to be ready for that. 37.
Left the baby in the. Oh, shit. I left the baby. Yeah!
Nah. I don't know. I'll get ready before I have kids, but you know kids gonna pop up on you.
Nah, they just don't pop up. That's the debacle. That's no. Kill that debate. We know what it takes to have babies.
You didn't let me finish. Right. You gotta take the responsibility. If you're gonna go in with a loaded gun, you're going in with a loated gun. If you wanna put that safety on, put your safety on. Around here, we shoot just around here. 100 shots. Rest in peace, young dog.
That's kind of fucked up way to explain it, man.
Oh, no, the song. Nah. Damn, you taking that off. Nah, nigga, fuck you. I didn't mean it like that. I was just saying, because you said 100 shots. How you miss 100 shots and you shooting up the club so much? You got to play.
My cutoff is at 35. If I ain't got nothing going at 35, I ain't having no kids.
Like, y'all want to be? Let me just say this. What age do you see yourself? This is the cutoff point where you say, I'm not going to get married.
40.
40?
Mm-hmm.
You drew on
trail?
Yeah.
That's it. Now, I'll fuck around, but...
I'm gonna fuck around.
You're gonna be a sugar daddy.
If... Hell no, I'm gonna piss these girls off. I ain't got it. If I meet somebody in my 40s and it's mutual and we on good terms, yeah, I'll pop the question.
So... You never know. You're just going to play the field and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Play the field. I ain't talking about relationships. Let's move something else. Yeah.
What you want? I'm just throwing some shit out.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about Gunner?
I don't blame him. Who want to stay in jail?
Why would you put your friend... Let me just say this. As a rapper, why don't you just leave your past in the past and move on?
You can't. You got to record. You got to play homage to the streets.
That's how the record sell.
What did Jay do? Look what Jay-Z did.
He shot his brother.
Allegedly.
He did? He admitted it.
Okay. I'm just saying, so you know, you be seeing these dudes just go back to the hood and shit. Why don't you just take that money and just build your own brand up? Why go back to the streets?
Hey, they say they gotta pay homage to the streets. They say the streets made them. They gotta stay true to the streets.
How you feel about that?
Hey man, shit. I'm like, you get your money, get it, do it right, shit. Well, who need what you need? Yeah, for real, the streets more.
If you was a rapper, and I was your homeboy, and I said, "Give me some money, I'ma flip it. We gonna sell these drugs." What would you say to me? And be honest.
I'm calling the cops, son.
police!
What about you?
You crazy out your ass. You might get fired. Whatever you doing on my end, you gonna get fast. Check that shit on somewhere.
Well, we got the same thing now.
I might just tell your dad.
Mike is out of Mike is
out of fucking control. Sorry.
But Junior over here tripping. Come get him.
Alright, so about this. So we in a group and we got hit with a RICO. The only way you gonna get out is that you got to sign a plea and tell them that I did the crime. But you don't know that I did the crime.
But you did do it.
I didn't. Nobody knows.
How the hell we in a situation?
I'm just saying, they say the accusation is I did it.
Accusations.
But exactly. Accusations that I did it. Come to find out, I didn't do it.
But the plea is to tell them, to say that you did it.
Yeah. What you going to do?
I don't know,
Mike. We'll go home.
We'll go home. I get you out.
I'm sorry. No, you can't get me out. I'm going to do 50 years.
I had everything set up for you.
No. I'm about to do 50 years. What you going to do?
Put cigarettes and noodles on his books.
Yeah. What you going to do, Trey?
Hey, depending on how much
Mr. time. Mr. Williams, is Michael Johnson the one with the gun? Point to him right now.
They're going to be like, if you don't testify, you get 50 years. If I ain't know nothing about it.
You want him in the back? Yep. Don't let me be in the jury. Mm. I say, we ain't got to discuss nothing. I know he did it.
Yeah.
Shut up, eat your Chinese food.
You know what I'm going to do? I'll be like that. All
right. Well, if it was me and Trey? Hell. Let's see where your loyalty is at.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, what's the thing?
Same thing, but with us.
With y'all?
Yeah. Ashley's pregnant.
Oh, for real? What else?
You about to be set. Like, you got your house ready to be moved in. Yeah, you tell her.
Watch this. Watch this. Hell yeah, I'll tell. See, you don't put your homeboys in a position like that. That's not true friendship right there.
I know one thing. I'm diving at you.
I ain't like that, man.
What, when I pointed at you?
Yep, I'm diving.
You like that mean?
I'm gonna let you get your licks in too. Hey. Look. I'm gonna let you get your lick in. I'm gonna let you whoop my ass in that court. I'm gonna come and visit you. I'm gonna have a big ass burger in my hand too.
Oh,
I'm
gonna visit
you. You better hope I ain't swallowed. I'm gonna break this.
Oh, visitations, McCoy. What up, my nigga?
Yeah.
How to pin.
What? Shit.
Don't worry, I'll call Travis and say, hey, you need to take this nigga out.
Oh, see? Conspiracy. I won't do you like that.
I got you a silencer pistol. Man, pick it up.
Pulling up with a goddamn burger.
That's real disrespectful.
You the one jumped on me, but you said you'll do it to me.
You told.
Huh?
You told.
And you told that. Too.
I ain't gonna come in with no burger.
Shit. You got freedom. I needs that. How you ever feel it? It's just like you in jail, you see other people with freedom, but that fucks with them.
Yeah, it did. When I was in corrections, I used to come in on Subway. Mm. I eat that shit in front of them slow.
Yeah, motherfucker. Mm. She was on the free war, you can get one of these.
Yeah, I told him. That man threatened, he said something, he'll threaten my family. I said, fuck your freedom. I say shit then. Set his ass in his room. Don't fuck with me, he's already bad. I don't say whatever.
You
know,
power trip.
I did. You gotta take advantage of it once you get it.
Imagine you was a cop. A big, well, you'd be Alonzo from all training day.
Somebody like a detective.
What you can prove. Trav, Trav jumped in, shot Mike. Mike blasted.
You want some of this shit? I'ma hold it for you. Who gonna take the bullet? I'll take it.
I don't need to be no cop, boy. No, I'll pull you over just to fuck with you.
I'm just in a bad mood. Oh, I know he ain't speeding. Get your ass.
Bring your ass on. Huh, you smell like you some weed.
I got a problem. That man taking everybody downtown. There's just some niggas don't need to be cops.
Right.
Like
the one y'all talked to in Thomaston.
That nigga down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come over so I can arrest you.
Bitch ass,
man. Oh, it was the end of the month. He can get that quota.
Bitch ass nigga, you know
he's
kicked on.
He said, yeah, come on, son, so I can arrest you. Like I said, huh?
Bitch ass nigga. You should have said, bitch ass nigga, boo, boo, boo.
And we,
in the back of my head, I'm like, where the fuck is Travis?
Where's Travis? We're not going to speak on these allegations.
Allegations.
All I know is there's probably a few foot stomps. And a people's elbow. I mean, we walked out behind him. You just saw Tragic do a straight mean diving elbow on that nigga. I probably would have fell out.
We never seen each other fight.
That'll be a boxer.
That's smart. That's. Damn, that's crazy.
I thought you hit. And you knocked the dude up. It bust.
Popped his eye. I pissed him off before the fight, though.
So you was involved in that. He said, that man called you retarded. I said, he sure did. Then
that was that damn buddy said they should tee. Remember the dude said, you must be fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah, my boss.
Oh, yeah. That man broke their wrist car.
You retarded? I said, yeah, I'm going to the gym today. That ain't close. Said, you want to spar? I said, I'm a hurdle.
I'm kill him. I'm going to fucking give him. I'm Tyson. I'm fucking kill him. Eat his fucking kids.
Yeah, man. I said, you fucking retarded.
Then coach prepped me up. As soon as he walked out, here come Mike. Hey, man, you're retarded. I said, oh, man.
I heard that punch. I heard the damn air come out the damn glove. I said, God damn. I said, shit.
Mike will hype, too. Mike will help you.
I said, shit.
Damn.
That man quit and cried.
You have to hear me like this. It's like, just boxing.
Like Coach said, you don't play in boxing. he made it worse. He said, he be all right. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. God damn. What a time.
It's going to be better memories.
Yeah.
More memories, better memories. Everybody's going to have fun. Beaches.
Hey, that's
what I'm watching.
If you don't know, we got Rush Hour on.
Yeah.
And he got kicked smooth in his
life. What the hell? Yeah, man. What? And we go to trial.
Take that shit to trial. I am a law-abiding citizen. I am not no streetlight.
Okay, what if you gotta go in, but they got everything set for you now, like paradise and that.
Be like the black buddy on whatever.
I don't want to be in the room with the niggas.
No, you got your own room.
So like what a move was.
They got shit in for you.
Like Ed, the dude was on exit room.
What a move.
Yeah. Now how he's in the jail. He eating lobsters and shit.
Yeah.
How many times Ashley can come see me?
Oh, conjugal visits. How is it? They do visitation was like every weekend.
Hmm. Now your back fucked up now.
Fuck you.
That man said every week. That man had a pondo every weekend.
Come over here and kiss me.
Kiss me in my hot mouth.
TikTok, man. That shit is stupid. What the fuck is this? So come over here and kiss me on the mouth. I'm feeling romantical today. I'm not saying romantical.
When I seen that shot, I said, well, I know this ain't Mark Henry. Yeah, he was fucked up, but he didn't see some dude like that, but.
Would I do that? How many years?
How many years you gotta do?
Mm-hmm. Don't. I ain't taking more than a year. I'm sorry.
Shit, ain't no time. That vacation.
You're going to be in gym pop.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
crap.
Would you do it? They got it set up everywhere. You can get conjugal visits on weekends. You play PlayStation. You communicate on social media.
It sounds good, but in the back of my head, I can't do it.
Hell no.
You're locked in like a caged animal.
You try.
Rawr! No.
And Trav being to have his own game.
No. Trav walking in General Power. That woodland right there.
Be like Master P on. What that move was? locked up.
Yeah.
That move fucked up.
Yeah. Trav said, we the woodland boys. Who ate my honey bun?
They say they put behind the bun on your man, but I eat it.
That's not. Yeah, it's over with. Literally.
What about three of us went to jail?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's just like what you call it then.
What? Well, hey, we're not gonna talk about that.
No. Hey man. Well now, the worst thing they say you can do is solitary confinement.
Are you losing your mind? Are you by yourself?
That's what I was in.
Hey, you was
a cop. Yeah, you did say yeah, cause yeah.
I promise you. I'm about to start shadow boxing.
No, I'm sorry.
I ain't know what. I ain't trust. I thought they going to put me in General Pop. I said, fuck that. Yeah. I started doing push-ups and shadow boxing. McCoy, you free to go.
I am?
All right, you better go to jail or go to Late Bottle.
What kind of question is that?
Late Bottle?
What?
You said Late Bottle.
The place I was at. Crazy hell.
Oh.
Bradley Center?
Yeah, Bradley Center.
Yeah, how was the Bradley Center?
Just keep to yourself.
You in the room?
Mm-mm.
Y'all had your own.
So, was it like Good Burger?
Yeah. It was like Good Burger.
I don't play call with these folk.
Nigga. Oh, I ain't never tell y'all that story. Did I tell y'all we were playing spades with Monopoly Money?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. How what did it feed you?
You're right.
That karma come back for me fucking with the heat.
Why you say karma come back and get your ass?
Yeah.
Oh, you in here now.
So, y'all had breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Was the food good?
Yeah.
I'll probably take that. Jail, I'm telling you.
You had some crazy folks. You had some motherfuckers who were crazy.
Were you?
I was talking to this white lady who surprisingly looks like a old southern white lady who likes apple pie and all that. And all she wanted to talk about was in No Limit Soldiers, Death Row and all that.
So you talked to her
most.
What she was in there for?
I guess they thought she murdered her father or something.
Oh, damn. And you were talking to communicate with her?
I didn't know of it.
Some people just go in there just to go in.
I'm among the people. I did that by accident. I said, fuck.
I'm in here.
I'll probably take that over jail, because jail food, you going.
I was just sitting there talking to
her. Yeah, man, sugar pie.
You going to starve.
Yeah, I saw the plates. They showed the plates. I said, fuck no.
How you saw the plate?
They had it on TikTok. Somebody said, this is what you get in prison if you go fuck around in the street like.
Oh, yeah. This shit didn't look last.
You got to make good with the people in the cooks. They'll probably hook you up.
Decline.
Yeah. Give you a damn honey.
Decline.
Sorry.
Somebody got some flogging. Oh, that tip's on your card.
No, it was on call.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah, that food was shit. The only thing good was that cooking.
Can you warm this up for me? That's the most.
I
bet he ain't had that with you, Lana.
What y'all want to do next year? Before I like career wise?
I don't know. My mom asked me that today. Maybe IT.
You want to get into IT, sir? You came to the right place.
Where is this?
Hmm?
Where is this at?
Mm-hmm. Go get you those on certification. That's what everybody should do.
I mean, this job easy, but it ain't really no moving up, really.
No. Trav gonna be the goddamn owner.
Shit, no, man.
He don't want it.
I guarantee you they got a. I bet he got a. In his room, he got a stacks of.
We don't have a room.
No, I'm talking about your house.
I was like, in your room, you got nothing but a stack of recommendation letters of you being a goddamn supervisor. He's like, nah, I just want you. He's smiling.
Nah, you get one. She was fine, low key.
No, Chase, that's okay.
Nah, I said, I got one. Look, I can get one. I'm looking at her. She is fine.
Yeah, she has some big titties.
What?
She has some big titties.
Titties small.
Man, she got the t-shirt on. You should have saw her with Jackie Chan looking at her titties.
You're hollering at my house.
Go from rapid.
Let's do
it. Go and wrap it up, cause I don't know how this shit gonna sound.
Who knows? Hey, look. This is our Christmas gift. If y'all hearing this now, it's past Christmas. We want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we love y'all, and we appreciate y'all for fucking with us for the last 2 years. We're gonna have some new stuff coming. We're not gonna tell you, but when it happens,
because we ain't got it solved yet.
What he just said.
I just know you got your Christmas tree up. Let's put it up. We ain't got the time on top of the same thing.
That's a black cane.
But like always,
you know
guys,
where you are?
We in the jungle, baby. Oh shit, it's dead.